My name is Nigel Osborne. I write music. I'm a creative musician, some people call it a composer. I work at the University of Edinburgh teaching music, but I also run humanitarian programs for children, particularly those traumatized by war in various conflict zones. Well, this was an idea, I think, that was really created between the Pangolin Gallery, Ruwenzori Foundation, and the London Sinfonietta, to do with this building, with King's Place. They wanted to find a theme around which they could unite. And the one that came up was Uganda, and particularly Lolwe Island, and particularly its rock gongs, because they were looking for subject matter that would appeal to sculptors and musicians. And I guess my name must have come up at some point in the discussions, in that they were looking for someone who had some experience of African music and was interested in sculpture. And so that's how I got involved. So what we did was we went on an expedition, and that would be the right word in this case, not an exaggeration, to Lolwe Island on Lake Victoria, because it is a 7-hour canoe journey from Majanji on the lake shore. And camped on Lolwe and investigated the rock gongs, the Neolithic rock gongs around the island. Some are documented, and so we visited them, but we also rediscovered a very, very beautiful one.
Can you explain a bit about what are the rock gongs?
Yes, well, they're from the Neolithic period, and they are massive rocks that resonate beautifully when you hit them with a stone. And they're in wonderful rock formations. They're what are called in the Serengeti Simba Kopjes. They're the places where lions hide. These big, massive boulders, as if giants had been playing with pebbles and putting them on top of each other in the middle of nowhere. And so they are the places that they are. And you have to climb up quite some way to find them. They're caves partway up these massive boulder constructions. And inside the caves, these resonating gongs, you play, you hit them, and you get this wonderful resonance, which, because of the position and the savannah around it, can go for miles, the sound. I think that's probably part of what our ancestors, you know, took pleasure in. And you know you've found a Neolithic rock gong because it's a stone that sounds nice, that's the first thing. But the second thing is you'll see indentations, cup shapes, where they've been hit by stones years ago. And those correspond to the nodes, the places of most resonance in the stones. And the other clue is you'll find usually Neolithic wall paintings around them. So there are several conditions which will tell you you've found one there.
And how did you find it, the collaboration between the Western musicians going out and the Ugandan musicians? How did you find that kind of partnership worked in that context?
Well, I think the rock gongs were our catalyst. With people of goodwill, this always works. Musicians always find a way of playing together wherever they are. But on this occasion, it was made even easier because we were coming to a common reference point. Also a reference point that belongs to all of us. There are Neolithic rock gongs in Europe, there in Scotland, there's the Singing Stone of Tyree and various others. It's something that that we have in common from the Neolithic period. And indeed, you know, when those gongs were created, it wasn't so very, very long since all of our ancestors had left East Africa. So in a sense, it was a very authentic common point in our common culture. Nobody was being culturally imperialistic or what have you. We were all confronting something about our past. And so it made it very easy. It made it very joyful. And we didn't say a word. I mean, we hardly spoke. We just played and it happened.
And what about tonight? What are you hoping comes out of this event tonight?
Well, I would very much hope what comes out tonight would be to draw attention to the power that music and culture have to transform.
Do you feel that there is enough of an emphasis on the power of culture and music in how we think about development solutions in the Western world?
Yes, in Anglo-Saxon culture, certainly not. There is some as an emerging consciousness. And people shouldn't be blamed for that. After all, we've been developing this relatively recently. But certainly in the English-speaking world, it's been slow since things began to develop to emerge. And one hopes that we can catch up. It is so cost-effective and simple, and it can facilitate other things.
But how can music actually have an impact in that kind of post-conflict situation? I mean, take Uganda, for example, as weathered decades of conflict. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How could music be a kind of positive force for development or for helping people who deal with the trauma of a post-conflict situation?
Well, taking it step by step, I mean, the first thing is that we found working with traumatized people, music traumatized by conflict, that we can help quite a lot with very simple physical things. You're aware of the traditional diagnosis of trauma, but alongside it there are a number of physical symptoms. Children with trauma tend to have accelerated heart rates, tend to have irregular breathing patterns, tend to have disruptive movement repertoires, tend to have dysregulated metabolisms. And music, we now have very hard science as well as our experience to tell us that has a very important role to play and help regulate that. Perhaps a very simple thing to understand is by singing we can help people breathe more regularly, but there are many, many other things that music's interactivity with the heart and with our repertoires of movement that can help at the physical level. Then there is a mental level where we can help in terms of people's self-belief, confidence, trust, empathy, processing of emotions, ability to communicate, very personal level. Then at the social level, in terms of social communication, cultural knowledge, the ability also to synchronize, cohere socially. Music is fantastically good at bringing together the physical and mental lives of people in a social space. And so from all of these follow many, many, I think, benefits in terms of other forms of development and reconstruction.